It's nothing to sing about. New York City's Lincoln Center Opera House has bedbugs, and so does Juneau. KTOO's Rosemary Alexander has the story.
They're more rare in Alaska than New York, which has been called the ground zero for the pesky insects in America. But bedbugs have been found in some local apartment buildings, public housing, homes, even vehicles, according to a local pest control company. A few public housing units managed by the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation have had a bug problem, including Juneau's Mountain View Apartments. Kathy Stone is director of housing operations for the corporation's public housing division.
Just like we're educating residents on this, we're trying to educate staff, and we're trying to figure out how bad is this problem. We haven't seen it that much.
Stone says bugs were found earlier this year in one unit at an AHFC public housing project in Anchorage. Last month, they showed up in several Mountain View apartments. While bed bugs were all but eradicated in the U.S. after World War II, they've made a comeback in recent years, hitchhiking around the world, says bug buster Tom Bizzard of Juneau.
Say, for instance, we've been out on a business trip. You could have picked up bed bugs in a number of locations. It is possible to have gotten them from your hotel room. You could have gotten them off the seat of the airplane. Your luggage could have been up against someone else's luggage that was infested. It's kind of like catching a cold. You can do everything right, and you could still end up with bed bugs. The important thing, though, really, is dealing with them immediately.
Bizzard had one bed bug case in 2008, nine in 2009, and more than 60 so far this year. The little reddish-brown flat bugs are hard to see. Bizzard says visual inspections are successful at finding the bugs only about 50% of the time.
Difficult at best sometimes to look down into the cracks and crevices in furniture where these little bugs hide to see them. In fact, they only require the thickness of a business card to hide. That's why they can migrate from apartment to apartment under walls and through outlets, that sort of thing.
That's why AHFC called in the dogs. Well, actually one. Bedbug sniffing dogs are used outside Alaska to find the insects, and Stone says the one they hired was successful.
These dogs come in to a unit, and they take about, 20 minutes to a half hour in a unit, and they sniff around, and then they point, they identify to their handler when they found a bedbug. So we brought a bedbug dog up from Washington with his handler, May, I believe was her name. May identified a few units in Mountain View that had bedbugs, actually several.
Once they found where the problems were,
then we got going with our cooker person.
Cooking is the best line of defense. Bizzard starts with a pesticide dust, then brings in large heaters. Depending on the size of the building and the problem, heat treatment can be a day-long or several-day process and starts at about $700.
We'll hold the temperature in a range between 130 and 140 degrees for anywhere from 5 to 8 hours.
Bizzard says things that might explode or melt in high heat go in the refrigerator. AHFC's Stone believes the bugs come into their apartments on secondhand furniture. Since renters are on a fixed income, the agency is trying to decide how to prevent the problem without banning used furniture. She says some public housing projects outside Alaska have a cooker room.
If you get a couch from someone that's used, you would go through the cooker room, bring your things in, put them in this room that's superheated. I believe it's 140 degrees. You put them in there for a certain period of time before you take it into your unit.
Bed bugs feed on human blood, but do not transmit diseases, according to the public health department. Even so, they're a nuisance and can leave itchy red welts. Bizzard believes the U.S. is seeing a bed bug wave that started about 14 years ago in New York City.
A wave that we have yet to see the crest of, and that is basically the bottom line.
The Alaska Division of Public Health has a simple fact sheet on bed bugs. It can be found on the State of Alaska website at alaska.gov. In Juneau, I'm Rosemary Alexander.